This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. When is a sports story not a sports story? When it's about money. A lot of money. Major League Baseball suspended a dozen players today for 50 games for using performance-enhancing drugs, and one very special player for 211 games. That's Alex Rodriguez, A-Rod, the highest-paid player in sports. The monies the Yankees could save on his salary means they can spend it on lots of other things and people. Stan Alcorn has the story.
Major League Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig says A-Rod is facing unprecedented punishment because he tried to cover up his drug violations. At age 38, that two-year suspension could be career-ending. But for the Yankees?
The Yankees stand to save anywhere between $60 and $100 million. Which is a fair amount of change even for the New York Yankees.
Alan Milstein is a lawyer who represents professional athletes. That $100 million figure is what's still owed under a 10-year contract signed back in 2007. Michael McCann, director of the Sports and Entertainment Law Institute, says the Yankees are paying up now for the younger A-Rod.
The Yankees made a gamble. They decided in the short term that this deal makes a lot of sense for us, but now they're probably hoping that they don't have to pay him.
With the extra money from Rodriguez's salary, the Yankees could hire more pitchers or go after Baltimore Orioles catcher Matt Wieters.
The Red Sox, Orioles, and Rays and Blue Jays are not going to be happy to see Alex Rodriguez suspended because now their rival can go spend money on other needs.
But the Yankees can't break out the checkbook just yet. A-Rod says he intends to appeal the suspension, and he's allowed to keep playing as long as his appeal is alive.
They'll still have to pay him as long as he's in the lineup. As long as he's on the roster.
Patrick Risch, director of Sports Impact, thinks that appeal process should be over before next year's season. In New York, I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.